This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam, something that's very popular right here in Madison because a lot of people are in this boat. That is going out on a date and hopefully getting that second one, but that doesn't always happen. That's why Second Date Update is going on right now with our boy, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're doing so good, though.
Yeah, my man. Yeah.
Email this.
Yes. So tell us, you emailed us about a situation about a young lady you went out with. Her name is Isabel?
Yes. Yeah. We used to work together. I work for a marketing agency, and she was in my office, essentially. And so I had her phone number, and then she left, and then we started texting, and I asked her out on a date. So since we were no longer working together, I thought, now's the time. So,
you're cute.
Aww. So I did, and we went out on a date, and it was really sweet. We did like a picnic-y, like a park kind of thing. So I picked her up and we did like a Starbucks and sandwich kind of thing at the park, had a really good conversation. She's really sweet. We already know a bit about each other. So it was really comfortable and nice to kind of, you know, finally get the dating thing going. And,
right.
It was a really sweet date. We got back to her car and I kissed her before the end of the date, and it seemed great. I do know that. So when I was driving from the park back to her place, I did get pulled over by a cop.
Oh, suck.
Yeah, I did. I did do that. For speeding, but you know, it was like, I don't usually get pulled over. And so it's like not a regular thing. And I made a joke about it. I was like, I'm not surprised I was pulled over because my heart is racing. So I thought that she liked that. She thought it was funny. So,
okay. Wow, a lot of things are happening here.
Yeah, girls like bad boys, man. So
they
got
do.
That going for you.
And you're worried the fact that you got pulled over is why she's not calling you back?
Well, I don't know why, because it seemed like she was fine. And because I made the joke about it, like, she seemed great. So I guess, like, and I told her that it's not something that happens often. So, and it wasn't like I was doing anything crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I was just slightly over the limit.
Was the laugh more like, or like, ugh?
I mean, she's got a good sense of humor. It was like a laugh. Kind of laugh. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, that's an iffy one. Yeah, for sure. So how long has it been since you last spoken to her?
So it's been several days. It's been like nearly a week. That's why I was, that's why I'm like, wondering what's going on. You know?
All right. Let's find out now. All right. Let's not wait any longer.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi, is this Isabel?
Yes, this is she. Who's there?
Hey, honey. This is Krista. And we have the very sexy Shady and
the even sexier Aaron.
That's right. That's right. We are from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are calling you because it's been a couple of days since you went out with a really nice guy who took you out on a picnic. His name is Mike. Why aren't you calling him back?
Okay.
Yeah, you're on the radio right now.
That was a lot to take in. Sorry.
I know.
Mike and I had it was a really nice time. Mm-hmm. It really, really was. And then, we got pulled over.
Yeah, we heard. Mm-hmm.
That's not a reason to not go back out with someone. Isn't it?
He screamed at the cop.
Oh.
Oh, he did. Oh,
he was just
different then.
So aggressive. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe this crap. Like, you know, he was like, well, you should be out there, like, stopping real crime, like, you know, cursing at a cop. And it was just kind of scary and definitely uncalled for. And it just made me very uncomfortable.
This is more your section, you two guys, because I know you've had a lot
We're hoodlums.
Law issues.
Hoodlums.
What do you have to say about this?
You don't yell at cops. I learned that at a very young age. Especially when they say, put your hands behind your back. You do not yell back at them. No, you put your hands behind your back.
And then you get tased. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you're just supposed to agree with whatever they're saying. And for him to blow it out of proportion, I could see that as super unattractive because that's immature. Yeah.
It's like, okay, yes,
but it
sir,
was
no,
a
sir.
Speed trap, though. Oh. It was, like, legitimately, it was a speed trap. And I was not going that. I mean, I was barely going over the speed limit. And for him to pull me over for that, I'm sorry, Isabel. But for him to pull me over for that was absolutely insane and is a waste
Whoa.
Of money.
Yeah. But there was a lady in the car.
That was totally uncalled for. To be perfectly honest, I'm not upset or anything right now. I'm just stating facts of what's actually happening.
Yeah.
So
some frustration happening here. Yeah. So, Isabel, we do have to tell you Mike is on the phone. You've been listening this whole time.
I
figured you got it at this point. But Mike, why would you, like, I get you're mad at the cop, but you were breaking the law. Like, even if you're going three over.
Oh my! Can you imagine?
So are jaywalkers. Jaywalkers are breaking the law too. People are breaking the law. I mean, there are just because it's a law does not mean that it's necessarily right. I mean, laws were put in place that were supposed to hold people back, hold entire minorities back at one point in time. But that doesn't mean that they were right. There's a thing called the official truth. You know?
Okay.
It's not something.
Okay.
Sounds like you weren't enacting
Jim Crow.
I know, but it wasn't that big of a deal. It was just a couple miles over, and so it wasn't like I was, you know.
All right, Mike.
Taking my car out for a second.
Mike, it's not about the speeding. It's about the attitude. Like, the way you spoke to that cop was awful.
Mike's got some anger issues.
I feel like it's going to increase here. So, Mike, before we even get you to that Hulkamania blowout, you have any interest, Isabel, with going out with him again?
I mean, if he hadn't just given me that weird tirade about what is or isn't right in the law, maybe, but that's just got a little weird.
You ruined it for yourself, right, Mike. I'm sorry.
Okay, but look, you're right.
Here we go.
Like, I know I'm a bit of a hothead. I'm a passionate man. I can't help it.
Passionate and anger management issues are two very, there's a very fine line.
It also means he's good in bed.
Oh my God. I'm walking away.
Thank you.
Creepy guys saying creepy things. It's Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're super lucky I'm not horny right now.
Well, that's splendid considering I don't know you.
Your prob's used to a bunch of horny dudes sending you pics or whatevs, but I'm not this guy. I'm not horny at all.
And why do you think it's cool to inform me of your flaccidity?
I don't know. Aren't you going to ask me why I'm not horny?
Honestly, I really don't care.
It's because I f***ed a super hot model last night and my standards are higher than you.
Wow, how weird. That happened to me too.
You did a girl? Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, it was your mom. She said you're a disappointment.
Do you want to
No.
Why not?
Because I don't feel respected.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sorry. I just wanted you to know that I found you attractive and I tried to be upfront. That way we don't waste any time.
Oh, thanks for being honest, I guess. Sorry, I snapped at you.
Well, I probably shouldn't have been so crass right away. I apologize.
Well, damn. I mean, look at us being mature as adults.
Hey! Fist bump.
Awkwardly fist bumps back. Do you want to try this conversation over?
Sure. I can't promise that I won't fist bump, though. Should I start or should you?
You can. I'll follow your lead.
Okay. Here we go. Do you want to f***? And that was your presentation of Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Download the podcast now.